Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at allbook-books.com. And featuring this week a book of poetry that I enjoyed immensely. And it's the kind of poetry that's worth a reread by a fellow poet, Craig Shay, S-H-A-Y. It is basically available at Amazon for $6, worth the purchase, in my opinion. Craig Shay's work has appeared in a variety of journals, both in print and online, over the past two decades. His fiction will be published in The Siren's Call. His poetry collection, Birth of Music, was released in 2019. Currently, he teaches creative writing and literature classes at SUNY College, State University of New York, SUNY College of Old Westbury, and he's working on a large fiction project titled The Platypus Room. I met him at a poetry reading, and he invited me some years later to speak about poetry in his class, and I gave him some books. He gave me his book, and it's just one of the more refreshing, interesting, thought-provoking poetry, local, you know, people I know, or any poetry books I've read recently. There's a lot of strong imagery. Some of it's surreal, some of it's humorous, compassionate. Some of it addresses the foibles and the idiocies of our times. It's a kind of poetry that's accessible, but yet you don't necessarily get it all right away. So that's part of why the reread, it's rereadable. And I also want to point out that, you know, as much as I appreciate, because I do a lot of work with editing and layout, and I try to spiff up a book whenever possible, but this book is a testament to that the strength of the writing is the heart and the marrow and the gist of a book, because it is, the cover is simply white with the black, the title and his name in black typed on the white. And then it's about 107 pages, so it's a lot of poetry. And there's no section titles. It's just part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, and there's no artwork. So it's about as simple as a design and production as could be. And yet, it's like I said, one of my fave books of recent poetry. So I'm just mentioning that because, again, as much as I put into personally, and as much as people appreciate the lovely artwork or paintings or design on a cover, and as much as can go into a book to make it interesting, also sometimes people look down or think that's better than, and that's my point, is that is not necessarily better than, because ultimately when I read a book, I want to come away with something from the writing itself. So a tip of the hat to Craig for that. So just to read a few snippets to give you flavors. And the epigraph. There's an epigraph by Antonio Machado, translated by Robert Bly. It's possible that while sleeping, the hand that sows the seeds of stars started the ancient music going again, like a note from a great harp. And the frail wave came to our lips as one or two honest words. And before the part, the sections is actually the title poems. I'll read the title poem, Birth of Music. Thoughts arrive like seeds falling from the beaks of passing birds. They ascend over a landscape of empty skulls picked clean by vultures. I lift up a dry skull and shake it loudly, attempting to replicate a hidden music, notes from an unseen universe behind this one. The cadence of thermonuclear energy weaves itself through portals of dust, giving everything a tempo at which to sing and breathe. So there is some refrain through the book along the title of Birth of Music. Another poem has a stanza, this is an ancient song clawing open the shell of reality. And spoiler alert, which is rare in a poetry book, but the last poem in the book, the last lines have the music in the restaurant, the music of conversations, the music of traffic, the music of bird songs, flatulence, the music of a crying child, of stink workers, of golden belches, of teen rumblings, of being thunderstruck, of the apocalypse. Image from another poem. Lanky trees spread and surround, making a tiny office of branches for the little monk to work. And here's a poem titled Blue Bottles Collecting Rain on a Leaky Porch, which begins, "What exists on the outskirts is the idea that through words or music or art, the soul can be located in its place where it's always been." And in another poem, "A world where human compassion and the ability to love retains crucial significance." So amidst the sometimes quirky, sometimes surreal, sometimes down to earth is definitely a sense of looking for deeper meaning and experience beyond the surface of things. Another poem begins, it's titled Night Music, as the lines, "Her fingers pluck strings tuned to the key of moonlight. Tonight she appears in the form of a street performer. Her music beckons his mind to venture beyond cage doors. The drone of her guitar hypnotizes the whole place. With her music, she climbs into his mind, releasing him from the guarded citadel." Sometimes I just underline or like a couple of lines that stands out. This is a poem, "Reconstructing the Pharos," Pharos. "Distance is but a persona of space, which laughs at us through eons. Emperors store their fortunes inside our fear." Now that I underline because this is in a subtle way that Craig's poems touch on much of what goes on in the world in a geopolitical sense, but he doesn't overdo it at all, which is, I think is very subtly well done. "Emperors store their fortunes inside our fear." I mean, that's open for interpretation, but I look at the global, starting around 2001, the global war of terror, not on terror, of terror, global war of terror, which was supposed to root out terror, but actually promoted more terror and killed more people and created more terror. And then that has dropped by the wayside and now is replaced, the media promotes the fear and the terror of the COVID virus. So, fear is a constant tool of the emperors and the empire. So whatever Craig meant, I don't know, but that's where I went with that line. And another poem, "Painting Elephant, the face on the canvas begins to breathe, an animal staring out of a cage. The elephant holds a tiny brush in his wrinkled trunk as paint blotches dry to his ivory tusks. He stands like a small gray house mixing colors in his studio. He is at his easel all day and late into the night, concentrating on a vanishing face across the valley of his memory." So I hope that gives an example of the beautiful mix of kind of surreal and imaginative and humorous and other adjectives. "What symphony awaits the mind that accepts this invitation to witness the forest's mighty patience?" Another image, right? One of the things I like about the book is that it's not, some of the imagery, it gives you room, almost like a haiku, it gives you room to go with it. This poem starts, "I carry the soup so carefully upstairs, never noticing the generations of photographs staring out completely perplexed." And kind of quirky, humorous poem, it's called "The Best Poem." "I wrote my best poem on the part of the canvas Rothko forgot to paint. It took me 20 years to think of and only a few seconds to unleash. As the police took me out in handcuffs, I saw a twinkle in a young girl's eye as she waited on the museum steps in the rain. Tell her it was not a mistake, so she will know." So again, it's a collection of poems on about 107 pages, "Birth of Music" by Craig Shea, and you can get it at Amazon. And you can check out more at his website, craigshay.wordpress.com. So thanks for listening. Be well.